It's good to be in church tonight, and I trust you have had a good day. And we want to look into the book of Mark, Mark chapter 5. And I want us to kind of continue the thought that we had this morning, although this is a different account, a different situation, dealt with different people. And whereas this morning it was focused on the centurion praying for his servant. And of course there was an encounter with Jesus Christ and where the centurion sent for Jesus, and understood Jesus' authority, and simply his power. Well, this afternoon or tonight, we want to look at a different account, and we've titled this message, "Those Who Seek the Lord Will Find Peace." And peace is a word that that sometimes it's hard to understand, because you wonder what do you mean by peace with all the turmoil that's taking place around us. You look at the world, and of course we pray for peace, and we know that that there needs to be some hearts changed for there to be peace in our world, with our leadership and with what's going on. But what is that peace that that is being talked about here tonight in this passage? And we want to begin reading with verse 25 of Mark chapter 5, and I hope tonight can be a help to us. The Bible says, "And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus," there's that, those three words again tonight that we brought out this morning, and that should give us, and this isn't necessarily part of the message, but I want to insert this. How are people going to know about Jesus unless they hear about him? And how are they going to hear unless they are involved in church, hearing in church, but also hearing from us as believers and having that testimony? But the Bible says, "And when she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, 'If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole.' And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, 'Who touched my clothes?' And his disciples said unto him, 'Thou seest a multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me?' And he looked about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing that it was done in her, came and fell down before him, told him all the truth. And he said unto her, 'Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole.' And he says these words, 'Go in peace and be whole of thy plague.'" Now, our focus here is go in peace. Those who seek the Lord will find peace. Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. We thank you for this day that you've blessed us with. And Lord, we pray that our focus tonight and our minds will be on you. Help me, we pray. And Father, if there's someone that's listening, whether in the airways, through Facebook or YouTube, that, Lord, needs that special touch, Lord, we pray that you'll do that. Help them to realize how important it is that true peace comes from Jesus Christ. If there's someone here tonight that needs help in any way, Lord, I pray that you'll speak to that heart and cause them to realize that our help is in the Lord Jesus. And Lord, I ask for your help tonight. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Many people are living today with no peace. But yet Jesus was able to say the words to this one who was troubled and who had this condition go in peace. Peace can only come, the true peace, can only come after being with Jesus Christ. And if you don't get anything else tonight, whether you be here in the sanctuary or listening online, remember this, that peace only came after being with Jesus. For this one that was suffering this condition, peace only came after being with Jesus. And our minds can be filled of the uncertainties around us. And Satan is a known robber of peace. And some of the things that he wants to rob us of, and there's things that come in our life, and we think of finances can be a problem. We think of family problems, just dealing with family issues can rob us of our peace. We think of depression can rob us of our peace, and there's a lot of things that depression can actually do, and there's a lot of ways a person can become depressed. And so we think of fear. Fear can rob us of our peace. Failure can rob a person of their peace as well. And in just thinking of being defeated, you know, I've heard it more than one time from individuals. I just don't want to be defeated. Well, you know, no matter what comes in our life, if we keep Christ first and we keep Christ the foremost, you know, I don't believe that we'll be defeated. It doesn't mean that we won't have disappointments or trials and those type of things, but when we consider defeat, Christ is not the author of defeat, because he's victorious. You know, he's victorious. And we know that from the cross, that he was victorious, even though the religious leaders and Satan thought that they had Christ where they wanted him. And we need to be reminded, and we've said this before, but we need to be reminded that, and even there's songs that sung about this, that it wasn't the nails that kept Jesus on the cross, but it was our sins and his love for us, and knowing that there had to be a price paid. But victory came when he rose from the grave. And so there's victory in the Lord Jesus. So it all depends on what we categorize as being defeated. Sickness of this body can be a peace robber. And so this woman, is experiencing just that. And tonight I would like us to visit this lady that was in despair, but when she was found with Jesus, then she found peace. And that's our challenge tonight, is being found with Jesus Christ. This woman dealt with this issue 12 years. Now, it's amazing to me, I don't know how many of you are like I am, but you can ask, would y'all ever like to know who Siri is? Who is Siri? I used to mess with Darla when we first got the phone that you could talk into. I used to mess with Darla, and I would say things like, "Hey Siri, how are you?" You know, and then the Siri would answer back this pleasant, and Darla would just look at me, you know, because it was Siri, and she said, "You need to change her voice." But Siri knows a lot of things, don't she? 12 years. That this woman dealt with this. So if these are wrong figures, blame Siri. That is 4,380 days that she dealt with this issue. It's also 48 seasons. If we consider seasons as being in four, we think of spring, we think of summer, we think of fall, and we think of winter. So this woman dealt with this issue for 48 seasons. And this would be a time that it would in those 12 years would be a time that it would take most people, or the average person, to get through school. From the time they started in first grade, I wasn't able to go to kindergarten. And so if there's anything you see wrong with me, that's what it was. I didn't get to go to kindergarten. But if you go through the average school year or school time period from first grade to 12th grade, that is 12 years. So there's no relief found for 12 years. That is a very long time in carrying a burden. That is a very long time in carrying a burden. But let me challenge you, never give up. Never give up on our Lord. No matter what kind of burden you're dealing with or what kind of a challenge in your life, no matter what it is, never give up. Maybe you're praying for someone that needs to be saved. Never give up. Never give up. How could a person rest with such an illness? For this amount of time, how could a person really find any kind of rest? Doctors could do nothing for her, and she was the only one that knew what she was going through. My urologist, when I was dealing with kidney stones, my urologist, and I really like him, mostly, because he would say, matter of fact, we need to continue to still pray for Nathan, dealing with the kidney stones that he's dealing with. But he would say, when I was dealing with pain or something, he would say, well, you'll be okay. And then there was a kidney stone that I dealt with that, that he thought was smaller than what it was. And then once I showed him the kidney stone, then he looks at me and says, well, that's bigger than I thought it was. The only one that really knew what she was going through was her. The only one that knew the pain, the only one that knew, and we could sympathize and we could empathize and we could do all those eyes, but the only one that really knew what she was dealing with was her and Jesus. We should never count anyone's concerns as being light because it's a concern to them. And doctors could do nothing for her. So we think in her mind she was probably thinking this is going to last forever. 12 years. I can't imagine. 12 years. So let's see. This woman had no peace. In verse 26, the Bible says, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. So let's just put it simply in the fact that she was suffering. She was suffering in the condition that she had. Now I want us to think about this. Every morning, she woke up with this problem. Every night, she laid down with this problem. If she slept any at all, the moment she woke up from that sleep, it returned. You know, sometimes when I have a lot of things on my mind, or sometimes when I'm dealing with something, maybe some pressures at work, or maybe something that I'm really burdened about, I'll pray about it, and then a lot of times I will go off and go to sleep. Because when you sleep, in most cases, you know, a lot of people can't sleep, but in most cases, I don't have much of a problem sleeping. But as soon as you wake up, then that problem comes right back. And so she was dealing with this night and day. And so there was no joy in her life because there was no peace because of the condition that she was in. And not only was she dealing with this as a physical condition, but now she was broke. So this condition, not only was a physical condition, but now this condition was now a financial issue. Because the Bible says that she had spent all that she had. Now she has no money and still no peace. And I guess what I'm trying to do is paint a picture of everyday life for so many people. Because there are problems out there. So therefore we need to know and we need to understand how we can have peace in this life. How we can have peace because we know that Jesus is the author of peace. He tells His disciples, peace I leave you, peace I give you. And so this individual had to do something different than what she was doing. I'm not much of a cook. But if I have a recipe that I'm trying to follow or I'm trying to bake something and it turns out bad, then I go try to make it again and use the same recipe and it tastes the same, then it's either one or two things. Probably the latter or the first thing would be, I don't know what I'm doing. That might be the first thing. But the second thing is, that recipe might not be exactly right. Because when you're getting recipes and you're talking to somebody, Darla's grandmother made some of the best biscuits that you could put in your mouth. And when I would talk to her about her making them, she would say, well, I just put a little bit of dab or I just put a little. I don't know what a dab is. But she has done it for so many years. She did it for so many years. She knows exactly what she's doing. But I guess what I'm trying to say when I mentioned the recipe is that if we're doing the same thing all the time, then maybe we need to change what we're doing. And so that's exactly what this lady did. She changed her approach. She lived with this condition for 12 years. She went to different physicians and they probably tried this and they probably tried that. And every time a physician would give her something to try, she was kind of hopeful that maybe this will work. And then she ended up being broke because she spent everything that she had. And the Bible says that she was nothing bettered. As a matter of fact, the Bible continues to say, look, her condition grew worse. So it was time for her to change her approach. It was time for her to do something different. And that's where Jesus came in. Verse 27 says, and she had heard of Jesus. Maybe she heard what Jesus did for others. You know, our testimony is so important to other people. Our testimony is so important to other people. Just telling somebody just how good our Lord is. You know, we don't have to be critical to an individual to cause them to realize that maybe they're not doing things exactly right. All we have to do is just tell them how good our Lord is. Because it's the Lord that brings conviction anyway. And so we tell them how good the Lord is. Tell them what the Lord's done in your life. Because I've got a lot of stories that I can tell you tonight how good God's been to me. I've done share with you one of the blessings is the fact that He's so patient. He's so patient with me and He's so long-suffering. We serve a good God. Amen. We have a wonderful Savior. And she heard about Jesus. And once she heard about Jesus, then she knew that something needed to change. And she began to seek Jesus. The Bible says, and when she had heard about Jesus, verse 27, she came in the press behind and touched His garment. Now, there was a lot of people that were around. And so there was a big gathering, but she knew that all she had to do, because she had heard about Jesus, all she had to do was just touch Jesus and that He would make her well. So what does she have to do? She had to apply her faith. She had to apply her faith based upon the condition, based upon she had tried everything else and nothing worked. So now it was time for her to apply her faith. And it's important for us to realize that her faith was in Jesus Christ. That was who her faith was in. And so she reached for his garment and she touched his garment. She overcame the obstacles that was around her, and she still knew that she needed to get to Jesus. Never give up. No matter what kind of obstacles. How many times have you been praying about something? And maybe you just was earnestly praying about something, and the phone rings. Or there's a distraction that comes. Look, the warranties have ran out in my car so many years ago. There's no point in them calling me anymore. But there are things that pop up when we're earnestly seeking the Lord. There are things that's going to get in the way, but don't let them distract you. Because there was a press there, and there was those that were around this woman, but she knew what she had to do, and she had to touch the garment of Jesus. Don't let the obstacles discourage you or distract you, because we still need to get to Jesus Christ. And she touched him by faith. The Bible says, and touched his garment. Faith in Jesus. Faith in who he was. Faith in what he could do in her life. And then once she touched him, then a change took place. The Bible says in verse 28, which emphasizes what she wanted to do and what she needed to do. The Bible says, for she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. So she knew that Jesus had the healing power. And she touched him. Verse 29 tells us the change that took place in her life. The Bible says, and straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of this plague. No one could help her like Jesus. No one can help us tonight like Jesus. No matter what's going on in our life, you know, I just don't believe there's any problem too big or too small to give to our Lord. No problem what's important to me or what's a burden to me. You might look at this and say, well, that's not much of a burden, but it is to me. And it's the same way with you. There might be something that you're praying about or that you're dealing with that I might think to myself, and I hope I wouldn't, but I'm just using that example that I'm like, well, you know, I got through that several years ago and it wasn't any problem. It's a problem to the individual. And so she had this issue. She had this problem. And so she went to Jesus. And so there's no problem too big or too small. But the important thing is getting to Jesus. And then there was some confusion. The Bible says in verse 29, as I read to you just a few moments ago, that her issue was straightened up and that the blood dried up and she felt like her body had been healed of the plague. And then Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that the virtue had gone out, and he turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? Jesus already knew who touched his clothes. But there was one individual in that crowd that Jesus needed to see, and it was that woman. Jesus knew who it was. Jesus knew, but the others didn't. The others were looking at the outside of the situation and not the inside of the situation. The disciples said in him, don't you see the multitudes? Thou seest the multitudes stoning thee and sayest, who touched me? In other words, the disciples wasn't looking at what Jesus was saying. And they were looking at the surroundings and they were looking at all the obstacles and they were thinking to themselves, what does he mean, who touched? But there is a difference in how Jesus was being touched, because if there were that many people, I'm thinking in my mind, there was probably some that might have brushed up against him, or there was some that might have you know, that might have bumped into him, or you know, that might have accidentally touched him. And so he's asking these questions, and the disciples didn't understand what he was saying, but the one that touched him was the one that needed to be healed. And so there was a difference. There was a reason that she touched him. And the disciples missed it. And they were looking at the multitude and looking at the obstacles that was taking place. But that woman knew that all she had to do was get to Jesus Christ. And we need to do the same things. Whether anyone else understands or not, you ever been talking to somebody and telling them about what Jesus did in your life, or maybe something that Jesus helped you with, and they just kind of look at you blankly? And they kind of look, well, that wouldn't work for me. Or they would kind of think maybe you were a little off your rocker a little bit. When Jesus said, "Who touched my clothes?" the disciples were looking at more at the people instead of the one that needed a change in their life. And I challenge you tonight, if there is something that you're dealing with, or something that you, maybe you're not troubled about anything tonight, but you will be. If life continues, there are going to be some things that you need to talk to the Lord about. And so let me challenge you tonight to just get to Jesus. Just to get to Jesus as fast as you possibly can. But she touched him by faith. And when she touched him by faith, then everything changed. The Bible says in verse 32, and he looked around about to see her that had been done to this thing. And so now verse 33 is when everything changed, and her testimony began. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And I think she was just having a one-on-one conversation with all those people there. She was just having a one-on-one conversation with Jesus. And I believe that she was just simply telling him, "I needed something in my life. And I knew that you were the one that could make that change in my life. And I came to you." And she wasn't worried about those that were around them. And I don't think she was, the Bible talks about the fear and trembling. I don't think that she was afraid of Jesus as much as she knew who Jesus was and the power of Jesus and the authority that Jesus had. And she just began to talk to Jesus. And she began to tell him everything, how much she needed him, and how much that he could make the change in her life. And maybe she told him that she'd been carrying this burden for many years. And she just talked to him. And tonight I'm grateful that we can just talk to our Lord Jesus. We can just talk to him. Sometimes we carry more burdens than we ought to be carrying. And we try to figure things out our own. This woman couldn't figure out anything. And she knew that she just needed Jesus Christ. And so she began to confess. And she began to talk to him. And she confessed who she was and her condition. And when she did that, was when he said the words, "Peace. Peace." The Bible says in verse 34, "Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. Be whole of thy plague." She sought the Lord and found peace. And we can do the same thing tonight. We can find peace in our Lord. But notice what he said before he said the words, "Go in peace." "Thy faith hath made thee whole." This morning, we brought a message on the centurion and his faith in Jesus Christ and the authority in Jesus. Sometimes I hear the word Jesus mentioned out in public, and I just don't believe that people give Jesus the respect that he's deserved. I say tonight that Jesus, if you're saved, Jesus is your Lord and Savior. And now, it was Jesus that made a difference in this woman's life. And once she exercised her faith, then that's when peace came. And he says the words, go in peace. The peace that she left with was the peace that only Jesus could give. The peace that she left with was only the peace that she experienced in Jesus Christ. This world can, we might can have some peaceful moments. Growing up with six kids in my house, in my mother's household, as long as we weren't arguing, she had peaceful moments. But they were short-lived. And the peace that the world offers is very short-lived. But the peace that Jesus gives will last forever. Amen. And she left him in peace. So we titled this message tonight, Those Who Seek the Lord Will Find Peace. And we have an example of two individuals today that sought the Lord. And Jesus made a difference in their life. And Jesus can make a difference in your life. No matter what burden it is, no matter what you're dealing with, He can make a difference. If you're here, we're going to have an invitation in just a few moments. You know, there's times that we're carrying burdens that nobody knows about, but our Lord does. And let me challenge you to come and talk to Him. You that are listening online, we thank you for your willingness to listen and your continued faithfulness. But maybe there's something that you're dealing with. Let me tell you tonight to go straight to Jesus. He'll make a difference. Those who seek the Lord will find peace. Let's pray tonight. Father, thank you for such a tremendous example that you've shared with us in your word about an individual that had a burden. That had this burden a very, very long time. And although she tried different things, it wasn't until she came to Jesus that made the difference. Help us to always remember that our peace isn't from this world, but that our peace is in Jesus Christ. Help us to be mindful of seeking Him for that peace that only you can give. We know that these days are tough. And we believe that days are going to get tougher as far as the world is concerned. So the only thing that we as Christians have to hang on to is the peace with Jesus Christ. And help us to do that tonight. We pray for this invitation. If there's someone listening online that just needs to pray and talk to the Lord, we pray that they'll do that. And Father, if there's someone here, help them to be willing to come. Just come to this altar and seek Jesus as this woman. We pray, Lord, that you'll touch hearts. And Lord, we'll step back and give you the praise for all things because you're worthy. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. What number, Brother Mike?
Number 278.
278.